It's the Good Doug, KA9TFC. Go ahead.
Okay, everyone.
That's good. I hate to say bad.
Uh-oh, that sounded like a violator in the background. Hi, Bob. And hello to Vicar Pat, Mr. Charger, back in the day, and all the NET members here. This is just a wonderful thing. Oh, I love my life. I'm not on Facebook, but I see some of that stuff when my wife is on there. And I love Saturday mornings when my feet hit the ground and I get to come down here and look at the front of this cool radio, this FT-102. I just love this thing. Anyways, good morning, everybody. The same old junk. I shouldn't say that. Ooh, naughty, naughty. FT-102 into my halfway for 160. No amp today. And I have one item for sale. This guy at work comes up to me. He goes, hey, Doug, so this guy gave me a microwave a couple years ago, and I told him, I don't need a microwave. And the guy says, no, just take it. He says, it's new in the box. So the guy puts it on the shelf for a couple years. And Scotty's daughter comes up to him and says, Dad, I'm going to buy a microwave. And he goes, oh, don't do that, Susie. I have a brand new microwave that I'll give to you. So he gives her the microwave. She opens it up. And she said, Dad, this isn't a microwave. It's a radio. And so he comes over there. And sure enough, here is a Hallicrafters SX-122. And knowing that I'm a ham radio operator, he came up to me and said, Doug, I don't need this radio, and so try to sell it for me. So I am putting Scott's SX-122 on the net this morning. I saw pictures of it. The thing looks showroom quality. I mean, it is really nice. He's asking four bills. That seems a little stiff to me. But anyways, I'm just curious. I'm throwing it out to the net. What should that receiver bring? Because he says, I'm going to start at 400. And he says, see what happens. So just curious what that receiver is worth. WB9GKZ, back to net, KA9TFC. Thanks, Pat. Goodbye.